Significant time spent in our liturgy should convince anyone that the Lutheran Church is a singing church. With hymns, responsories, and canticles, we sing praises to our Lord and our God, exalting him for all the things that he has done and giving him thanks for his undeserved gifts of mercy and grace that he administers. Even if you're not that good of a singer, it's okay. Sing anyways. Let the word of God come from your lips, even if your melody is not all that pleasing to the ear. It's okay. Remember, God's love for you is not based upon your vocal talent. The Magnificat is one of the songs that we sing in our liturgy, which we have had the pleasure of singing at the midweek Vesper services. In the Magnificat, the song of Mary, the Mother of God, as she was known to early Christians, her voice continues to resonate within the church as we sing her song of thanks and praise to our Lord and our God. This Sunday marks the final Sunday in the Advent season. As we make our way into the Christmas season, of course, our remembrance and praise of Christ is to continue. However, Christians, we continue lifting up words of exaltation and singing hymns to our Lord and our God. The unmistaken sting of sin in this troubled world is still present. The evil that caused the deaths of children in Connecticut still hangs in our minds. And it's yet another vivid reminder of how delicate life is and how quickly death can strike. Discussions on the fiscal cliff rage within the media. Finances spread too thin, bills coming too quickly. The unexpected events in our life, coupled with those things that we have to get done, can make for a stressful existence. The Christmas season does its best to invoke feelings of peace, joy, and happiness, but it cannot fully hide the pain, the grief, and the sorrow, the sin that we faced in a world that still aches under the burden of sin. There are families in Connecticut this year who will celebrate Christmas for the first time without their child. There are some of you who might be celebrating Christmas for the first time without a loved one. When you hear the command and the encouragement to praise God and sing hymns to him and exaltation and joy, just a glance at your surroundings, just a glance at yourself reveals that praising God is not as easy as it sounds. Singing the Magnificat, or any hymn for that matter, can quickly become just rote words automatically pouring from your lips while your mind is a million miles away. Easy it is to honor God with the lips while having a heart that is far from him. How many times have you ever come to church with a lot on your mind, only to find that your mind is thinking about something else? It's hard. It's hard to sing and be joyful when your heart and mind is steeped in depression, pain, and sorrow. Praising God, rejoicing, rousing the soul to magnify the Lord in the manner of Mary are actions that get stopped by sin. Sin in ourselves, sin in the world around us. Rejoice, you say. Pastor, it's easier to despair. Exalt the name of God. It's easier to take it in vain. You might even ask the question, what reason do we have to sing the Magnificat? Just what reason do we have to praise God? We would do well to remember there is a reason that Mary sings the Magnificat. She doesn't sing it for nothing, but it is because of God's goodness, his mercy, his grace, and his promise to save. On account of the Savior in her womb, that Mary lifts up her voice to God. And like Mary, we too praise God because of his benevolence towards us. Lest a sinful world shroud the goodness of God, we would do well to hear once again, friends, what our Lord has accomplished for us. And we can hear it from the lips of Mary. Her soul magnifies the Lord because he is her Savior. That's what Mary says in the very first verse. She starts this hymn by acknowledging God as her Savior, the one who would be the salvation for Israel and all the nations. In her womb resided the Son of the Most High, Emmanuel, That means God with us. And he has done mighty things, Christian. He has done mighty things. He bestows mercy on those who fear him and believe in him. He has shown strength with his mighty arm. God scatters the thoughts of the proud, and he tears down the thrones of the mighty. In this fiercely divided political climate, continue to honor your rulers. Obey the rulers and authorities in light of God's word. Know that even government has been instituted by God for the well-being of the people. But friends, never fear those who are in power, and never think that God does not see their secret plans and counsels. He does. Pray for them, because God has done it many times, and that is remove the mighty from their thrones. For those who are hungry, he gives good things. The rich he sends away empty-handed. For those of you who hunger for righteousness and mercy, God will give it, and he will give it abundantly. Mary sings about these things. She sings about everything God had done for her, the sinner. Her soul magnifies the Lord in remembrance of his work. From her faith in God's word, her confession and her song comes forth. Take note, Mary is not praising God because she's trying to rouse him to action, and she is not singing this to ward off his divine displeasure. It is from God's word, from his promise, promise that would be fulfilled in the child she carried in her womb, that Mary lifts up her voice to God. The works of God, not only are they manifested in the Magnificat, but we also see them in Mary's visit to Elizabeth. Elizabeth, if you remember, was a relative of Mary, and she was pregnant with John the Baptist, the forerunner to Christ. And what we see here when baby John leaps in the womb is the work of God that is to give even the infant faith. John, even before he had come out of the womb, knew that he was in the presence of the Lord. When he heard the greeting from Mary, baby John knew, this ain't no ordinary greeting. But this is a greeting from the Mother of God, the one bearing the Christ who would deliver the nations from sin, the one who has redeemed you from sin. John had been given to know this. He was in the presence of Emmanuel, God with us. Friends, this is why the Lutheran Church is a singing church, because of everything God has done for us, the sinner. And we should continue singing and confessing his holy name for the blessings and gifts he has given to us, especially because of a sinful world that is in desperate need of hearing the good news of Jesus. May the song of the gospel come forth in the church. May God continue giving his people the good confession to make, so that by his grace people may hear it, and by his grace be brought to faith through the gospel. Let us continue praising God, thanking him for the work that he has done for us in the person of Jesus. I know there are many things in this world that cause us to weep. The list goes on, and it will be that way until our Lord descends from the skies in his promised return. St. Paul even says in Romans, weep with those who weep. Romans 12:15. Care for those who are suffering. Bear their burdens. Love them as you love yourself. Show works of compassion and mercy upon those who need it. And remember, friends, as one member in the body of Christ suffers, the entire body suffers. In this world, we will have trouble. Be that as it may, Christian, you have every reason to magnify and give thanks to your Lord and your God this season and beyond. Even Christian families in Connecticut have every reason to magnify the Lord and rejoice in the gift, the child that Mary carried in her womb, the Christ, Emmanuel, in whom by faith we have life and a reunion with the saints to look forward to. This Christmas season, do not forget the gift of our Lord Jesus Christ. He was no stranger to suffering. He knew what it was like to be tempted. He even knew what it was like to be shunned by the world. Where in his birth, already the world had no room for the king who was put in a manger. In Christ, we see the glory of God and we see his love. A love that is clearly manifested in his atoning work at the cross. By his blood, you have been redeemed. By his work, you are forgiven freely. And nothing separates you from the love of God in the person of Jesus Christ. Living in this world by faith in Christ means not only are you forgiven, but you have that everlasting life to look forward to, Christian, free from sin, free from suffering, free from death. This is why we sing. The soul with the gift of faith magnifies the Lord because of the gifts God has done and given us, namely the person of Jesus. He is a gift worth singing about. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, amen. And may the grace and peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus from now until life everlasting. Amen.